Hey there, Colin, founder of Can Hap today. You will enjoy this segment podcast. It's phenomenal. I included a more well-rounded explanation. I've touched on a little bit on Soothing Juggernaut in there, not that much, because I don't recommend it for eczema, but I just want to include it because it does have tea tree and some soothing effects. But I would recommend Waters Mist for your initial application. The reason why is because Waters Mist, I put the volume of tea tree oil in there is phenomenal. And so for the initial application to get the eczema, the itch and the inflammation and the issue under control, you want a powerhouse boom to go in there and kill the fungi, kill the itch, kill the bacteria, bring the inflammation down and help keep the open area disinfected while promoting the healing of it. Long term, I would recommend Healing Legends. Because it has tea tree oil in it, but not as high a volume. But I added myrrh, frankincense, bergamot, which is phenomenal for skin repair, it's strong antiseptic, and overall maintenance of the skin. Soothing Juggernaut is great for soft tissue, but it's not going to be effective for or as effective for tea tree or as tea tree for eczema. Now, reminder again that everybody's an individual, everybody's unique, so everybody will have slightly different responses to the essential oils and the creams, right? Do spot check for irritation first. Again, I have to put this in there. The Canadian government doesn't recommend our creams or our product due to the fact on open wounds or due to the fact that does creams contain sodium borate, but we're well under 5% mark, which gives us sodium borate is a strong antibacterial, anti-inflammatory as well. The sodium borate is used in there as preservatives, but it's 5% or more that it becomes a harmful product. You guys are going to enjoy this. Lots of information, as I said. I'm going to make obviously follow-ups because there's a lot more angles and perspectives to tackle this on. I enjoy this and read the reviews on Waters Mist. There's a number of people who've have had positive results from using it and have a lot of relief now. So take care.
Hey, everyone. You know, when you're working hard day in and day out, your hands really take a beating.
Especially in those tough blue-collar jobs, right?
Absolutely. We're talking about the folks who build, repair, and keep things running. And we're diving deep today into how to keep their hands healthy, especially if they're dealing with eczema.
Eczema can be a real pain, literally. All that itching, redness, dryness, cracking.
It makes a tough job even tougher. And sometimes those conventional creams and lotions just don't cut it or even make things worse.
Right. So we're exploring natural solutions today, looking at how natural ingredients can be real allies for your skin.
I like that, natural allies.
And for this deep dive, we've got a great example, Waters Mist by Can Have Today.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them. They're all about natural ingredients, right? No harsh chemicals, no perfumes.
Exactly. Made right here in Canada too.
I love that. Supporting local and taking care of your skin, it's a win-win.
Can Have Today is all about giving you the freedom to make your own choices about your skincare too.
So before we get into Waters Mist specifically, can you give us a quick rundown on what eczema actually is? I think a lot of people might not really understand what's going on beneath the surface.
You're right. It's more than just dry skin. Imagine your skin has a protective barrier, like a wall keeping the good stuff in and the bad stuff out.
Okay, I'm visualizing it. A strong, sturdy wall.
With eczema, that wall gets weakened, and things get inflamed.
Inflamed meaning?
Think of it like this. It's like your body's defense system goes into overdrive, even when there's no real danger.
So it's overreacting.
Exactly, like sending in the SWAT team for a parking ticket. You get redness, swelling, and that unbearable itch.
Ouch. Yeah, that's no fun, especially when you're trying to work with your hands all day. So how does Water's Mist help with all that?
Well, it comes down to its ingredients. They're carefully chosen to tackle eczema from different angles. Let's start with tea tree oil. It's got these natural anti-inflammatory and antibacterial properties, so it can help calm down that overzealous defense system we were talking about.
Okay, so it's like telling the SWAT team to stand down.
Exactly. Less inflammation, less irritation. And the antibacterial action is important too, especially for people whose hands get dirty or come into contact with grime on the job. Helps prevent those little cracks from getting infected.
So it's like a double layer of protection.
Exactly.
It's pretty cool. What else is in this Water's Mist?
Next up is lemongrass oil. Now, you might associate this with a nice refreshing scent, but it's got some serious skin benefits too.
Wait, so the stuff I use in my diffuser can actually help with eczema?
You bet. Lemongrass oil also has anti-inflammatory powers, and it's known to fight off fungus. Research has even shown that it can inhibit the growth of certain bacteria, which, while not the main cause of eczema, can sometimes complicate things.
Got it. So it's like having a multi-purpose tool in your toolbox.
Precisely.
You can tackle information from different directions and keep things clean and healthy.
And then we've got cinnamon oil, which might seem surprising. You probably think of warm, cozy baked goods, right?
Cinnamon rolls, definitely. Yeah. Not exactly skincare.
Well, it turns out cinnamon oil is pretty amazing for wound healing. Studies have shown that it can actually speed up the healing process.
Okay, that makes sense.
Which is great news if you've got any cuts or scrapes from work.
Yeah, when you work with your hands, you're bound to get a few nicks and cuts here and there.
Exactly. So the cinnamon oil is like a built-in first aid kit. And even if you don't have open wounds, supporting healthy skin regeneration is key for managing eczema. It's all about helping your skin get back to its best.
I'm starting to see why Can Have Today chose these specific ingredients.
Yeah.
It's like each one has a specific job to do, working together to tackle eczema from all sides.
That's a great way to put it. And that's a big part of what makes natural skincare so appealing. It's not just about masking the symptoms. It's about supporting your skin's natural ability to heal and stay healthy. And remember, we're talking about a product that's free from those harsh chemicals and artificial fragrances that can sometimes make eczema worse.
That's huge. Especially for people who work in environments where their hands are exposed to all sorts of stuff. Grease, dirt, cleaning products, you name it. It's like adding insult to injury when your own skincare routine is making things worse.
Absolutely. And that's where Can Have Today's philosophy of freedom of choice comes in. They want to empower people to make informed decisions about what they put on their skin.
It's about taking back control, right?
Right.
Not just blindly trusting whatever's on the shelf at the drugstore, but really understanding the ingredients and making choices that align with your values.
Exactly. And speaking of making informed choices, I know you mentioned you're a plumber. What are some of the other skin challenges you face on the job?
Well, besides the constant hand washing and exposure to chemicals, we deal with a lot of cuts, scrapes, you know, the occupational hazards. It comes with the territory of working with your hands.
And those injuries can create an entry point for bacteria, which is especially concerning for someone with eczema.
Right. It's like a double whammy. You're already dealing with irritated skin, and then you get a cut or a scrape, and it's just asking for trouble.
And that's another area where Water's Mist can be helpful. The tea tree and cinnamon oil we talked about earlier with their antibacterial properties, they can help keep those wounds clean and prevent infection.
So it's like having a first aid kit in a bottle. You're not just treating eczema, but also protecting your skin from further damage.
Exactly. And that's a big part of why I think natural skincare can be so beneficial for people in blue-collar jobs. It's about working with your body's natural defenses, not against them.
It's like giving your skin the tools it needs to stay strong and resilient instead of constantly fighting fires.
You know, what's really great about Can Have Today is that they're not just trying to sell you something.
Mm-hmm.
It's more about giving you the knowledge so you can make your own choices about what you put on your skin.
I like that. Empowerment.
Yeah. Freedom of choice.
So let's get down to brass tacks here.
Yeah.
So this whole idea of inflammation, right?
Yeah.
Break it down for us. What's going on there?
Okay. So imagine your skin gets irritated, right? What happens? It gets red, it swells up, and it starts to hurt. That's inflammation in action.
Yeah.
It's your body's way of trying to fight off whatever's bugging it.
Okay.
Now here's the cool part. A lot of these natural ingredients, you know what they do, they have what scientists call anti-inflammatory activity.
Which means?
They can actually help to calm things down and reduce those pesky symptoms, like a soothing balm for your skin.
So they're like firefighters for your skin.
Exactly. They come in and put out the fire. And one of the most powerful natural firefighters out there, you guessed it, cinnamon.
No way.
Yeah, there's research showing that cinnamon extract, it can actually speed up wound healing.
Hmm.
They did these studies on diabetic mice, which is really interesting because diabetes, it can make it really tough for wounds to heal.
Right.
But even in those tough conditions, cinnamon was a rock star. It was helping those wounds close up faster.
So it does more than just make your kitchen smell good.
Oh, it's a multitasker for sure. The research also showed that cinnamon, it gives collagen production a boost.
They're not just about putting out those skincare fires. They're thinking about long-term skin health too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like, you know, you put out the fire, but then you want to make sure it doesn't start again.
Exactly.
Prevention is key.
So they've got this other product, Healing Legends.
Yeah, Healing Legends. This one's all about skin maintenance, keeping your skin healthy in the long run.
And it's got some ingredients that sound like they're a straight out of a history class, bergamot, frankincense, and myrrh oils.
Right. It's like something Cleopatra would use.
I know.
But these ingredients, they weren't just chosen for their cool names, you know. They've actually been used for centuries for skin repair.
Okay, so break it down for us. What do these ancient ingredients actually do?
Well, bergamot oil, it has this really calming and uplifting aroma. But beyond that, it's been used for ages to help reduce the appearance of scars and blemishes.
Okay, so it's not just about smelling good. It's about actually making your skin look better, too.
Exactly. And some research even suggests it might have anti-aging properties, too. So, you know, win-win.
And what about frankincense and myrrh? Those names just sound so exotic.
They do, right. They've been used in traditional medicine and religious ceremonies for centuries. Frankincense is known for being really good at calming inflammation and helping wounds heal. And myrrh is believed to be this powerful bacteria and virus fighter.
It's amazing how these ancient remedies are still relevant today.
I know, right? It's like they knew what they were doing back then.
So it seems like Can't Have Today is really onto something by bringing these ingredients into their modern skincare products.
Oh, for sure. And remember, it's not just what's in their products, it's what's not in them.
Yeah, they're big on the natural stuff.
Huge. No harsh chemicals, no perfumes. That's a big deal for anyone with sensitive skin, especially if you're already battling eczema.
It's like they're saying, hey, we trust you to know what's best for your body.
Exactly. They're not trying to dictate. They're just giving you options.
Speaking of eczema, we've been talking about it generally, but I know there are different types of eczema, right?
That's right. The most common type, it's called atopic dermatitis. This one's often linked to allergies or having a family history of eczema.
Okay.
But then there's also contact dermatitis. This one's triggered by, well, contact with things that irritate your skin.
So things like what?
Certain chemicals, detergents, even plants like poison ivy.
Oh, yeah. Poison ivy, no fun.
No fun at all.
So if you're working with your hands all day and you're exposed to all sorts of different substances, you might be more prone to this contact dermatitis.
You got it. It's like an occupational hazard for some people.
Makes sense.
And then there are a few other less common types. Dishadratic eczema, this one causes these tiny, itchy blisters on your hands and feet.
Oh, well, I've never even heard of that one.
Yeah. And then there's seborrheic dermatitis. This one pops up in areas with a lot of oil glands, like your scalp and face.
So it sounds like the first step is figuring out which type of eczema you have so you can find the right treatment. Is that something you can do on your own, or do you need a doctor for that?
A dermatologist, they can definitely help you with that. They can diagnose the specific type you have and recommend the best way to manage it. It might involve medications, special creams, even just some lifestyle changes.
So different strokes for different folks.
Exactly.
Okay, so we talked about the types, but what about the causes? What actually makes those flare-ups happen?
It's usually a combination of things. Your genes play a role, your immune system, but honestly, environmental triggers are often a big culprit.
Okay, so what kind of triggers are we talking about here?
Dry air, harsh soaps, certain fabrics, even stress can make eczema worse.
Wait, stress? Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Stress can totally wreak havoc on your skin. It can weaken your skin's natural barrier, making it easier for things to irritate it and trigger inflammation.
So taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health when it comes to eczema.
You got it. It's all connected. It's mind, body, spirit, the whole shebang.
And that's another area where Can't Have Today's philosophy really resonates, right? It's not just about slapping on a cream. It's about understanding your body and making choices that support your overall well-being.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach, you know?
So we've covered what eczema is and then what causes it. But what can people actually do to manage it?
Well, there's no magic bullet, unfortunately. It really depends on how severe your eczema is, what type you have, and what your personal triggers are.
Okay, that makes sense.
But have you ever thought about how your environment, your surroundings, might be impacting your skin? Especially for those working outdoors in all kinds of weather conditions.
You know, that's not something I'd really considered before, but it makes sense. Sun, wind, cold, they can all take a toll on your skin.
Absolutely. And those factors can interact with existing skin conditions like eczema.
I'm thinking about how I'm constantly exposed to the elements on job sites and how that might be contributing to my dry skin.
It's definitely a connection worth exploring. Maybe it means wearing gloves more often, applying sunscreen diligently, or being more mindful of the potential impact of your surroundings.
It's all about awareness, right?
Yeah.
Understanding how everything is connected and making choices that support our overall well-being.
Yeah, it's like we've been saying this whole time. Knowledge is power. The more you understand about your skin, the better equipped you are to take care of it, no matter what challenges your job throws your way.
It's all about those small, consistent steps that can lead to big changes over time. All right, so speaking of interesting natural ingredients, I also saw a study about lemongrass.
Oh, yeah, lemongrass.
And how it could be used for acne skincare.
Now, that one's interesting because while the research was focused on acne,
okay,
some of lemongrass's properties could actually help with eczema as well.
Oh, really? How so?
So lemongrass is packed with antioxidants.
Right. We've heard about those good guys.
They're like the VIPs of skincare.
Okay.
And lemongrass also seems to inhibit certain enzymes that break down collagen and elastin.
Collagen and elastin, those are important for keeping my skin like strong and bouncy, right?
Exactly. They're like the building blocks of your skin's structure. Okay, and by protecting them, lemongrass could help strengthen your skin barrier, which is key for managing eczema.
So even though the research is still kind of emerging, it sounds like lemongrass has a lot of potential for promoting healthier skin.
Oh, absolutely. Especially for people who are constantly exposing their skin to the elements like construction workers, mechanics, all those hardworking folks out there.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay. All right, so we've got cinnamon, we've got lemongrass, and of course, we can't forget about tea tree oil.
Ah, tea tree oil, the classic.
Yeah, I feel like everyone's got a bottle of tea tree oil in their medicine cabinet.
It's a staple for a reason.
It's like the OG natural remedy for skin problems. But what's the science behind it? Why is it so popular?
So tea tree oil is a powerful antimicrobial.
Okay.
Meaning it can kill bacteria, fungi, and even some viruses.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So it's like a triple threat.
Exactly. And this is key for eczema because infections can make it much worse.
Oh, right. Because your skin barrier is already compromised.
Exactly. So any little cut or crack can become a breeding ground for bacteria and fungi.
So tea tree oil is like, hey, not on my watch.
Exactly. It swoops in and takes care of business.
I love it. And it also has anti-inflammatory properties, right?
You got it. It helps calm down that redness and irritation.
So it's like a double whammy against those pesky eczema symptoms.
Exactly. It tackles the root cause and the symptoms at the same time.
Amazing. So what did the study say about tea tree oil and eczema?
Well, there are a few interesting findings. One study found that tea tree oil significantly reduced allergic contact dermatitis.
Yeah.
And another one showed that it had anti-inflammatory effects on eczema in several studies.
That's promising.
Yeah, it is. And there was even a study that showed tea tree oil to be as effective as clotrimazole.
Clotrimazole?
Yeah, it's a common antifungal medication for treating nail fungus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you're dealing with that too, tea tree oil might be worth a try.
Interesting. Okay, so tea tree oil sounds like a winner. But are there any downsides to using it?
Well, some people can be sensitive to it.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it's always a good idea to do a patch test first.
Right. Just put a little bit on your skin and see how it reacts.
Exactly. And it's also important to dilute it before applying it to your skin.
Dilute? How do you do that?
You can mix it with a carrier oil.
Like coconut oil or something.
Yeah, exactly. Coconut oil, almond oil, jojoba oil. There are lots of options.
Okay. So dilute and patch test. Got it.
Better safe than sorry. Especially when it comes to your skin.
Absolutely. All right. So tea tree oil, another natural powerhouse for eczema relief.
There.
So then there's healing legends.
Okay. That name sounds intriguing.
It is, right? This one is all about repairing and regenerating your skin.
Okay.
It features bergamot, frankincense, and myrrh oils.
Now, those sound a little fancy.
I know, right? But trust me, they're the real deal.
Okay.
These oils have been used for centuries for their healing properties.
So it's like ancient wisdom meets modern science. Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more about these oils and how they can help with eczema.
So bergamot oil is great for balancing sebum production.
Sebum, that's the oily stuff our skin produces, right?
Exactly, and eczema can really mess with that balance.
Right, you can either have super dry skin or super oily skin.
Exactly, it's all over the place.
So bergamot oil helps to kind of bring things back into equilibrium.
Exactly, it helps regulate sebum production, creating a healthier skin environment.
Okay, that's awesome. And what about frankincense and myrrh?
So both frankincense and myrrh are known for their anti-inflammatory and wound healing properties.
So it's like a triple threat against eczema, balancing healing and soothing all at the same time.
You got it. Healing Legends is designed to help restore your skin's natural barrier and promote healing from the inside out.
It's like giving your skin a much needed reboot.
Exactly. It helps it get back to its happy, healthy state.
All right. So Can Have Today's got all these amazing products, but I'm sure some of our listeners are thinking, okay, this is great, but how do I know which product is right for me?
That's a great question, and that's where their product funnels come in.
Product funnels, what are those?
So they're like these personalized guides that help you figure out which products are best suited for your specific needs.
Okay, that sounds super helpful, especially for someone like me who doesn't have a lot of time to research every single ingredient.
Exactly. The product funnels take all the guesswork out of it.
Okay, so how do they work?
So they ask you a few questions about your skin type, your concerns, and your lifestyle.
Okay.
And then they recommend the products that are most likely to help you achieve your skincare goals.
So it's like having a personal skincare consultant right at your fingertips.
Exactly. And the best part is it's totally free.
Okay. I'm definitely checking those out after this.
You should. They're super helpful.
So it seems like Can Have Today is really thoughtful about their ingredients and how they combine them to create these targeted solutions for different skin concerns.
Absolutely. They're not just throwing things together randomly. They're really using science and research to back up their formulation.
So what else did you find in the research that you thought was really interesting?
Well, there's this whole category of plant compounds called polyphenols.
Polyphenols, okay, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, you've probably heard of them. They're in a lot of fruits, vegetables, tea, all sorts of things.
Okay, so remind me what's so special about polyphenols.
So polyphenols are incredibly beneficial for the skin for a couple of reasons.
Okay.
First of all, they're powerful antioxidants.
Ah, antioxidants. We've heard about those good guys.
Yeah, they're like the superheroes of the skincare world.
Okay. And what do they do again?
So antioxidants protect your skin from damage caused by free radicals.
Free radicals, now those sound like trouble.
They are. They're like little troublemakers that can wreak havoc on your skin cells.
Okay.
Contributing to aging wrinkles, all sorts of problems.
So polyphenols are like the bouncers at the club.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping those free radicals out.
You got it.
Okay, so polyphenols fight free radicals, but what else do they do?
So they can also help reduce inflammation.
Okay.
Protect against sun damage.
Oh, that's important.
And even stimulate collagen production.
Whoa, collagen. That's the stuff that keeps our skin looking young and firm, right?
Exactly. It's like the fountain of youth for your skin.
Okay, so how do I get more polyphenols in my life?
Well, you can eat lots of fruits and vegetables.
Always a good idea.
But you can also find polyphenols in some skincare products.
Oh, really? Like which ones?
So Can Have Today has a product called Sparkling Rain.
Sparkling Rain. Okay, that sounds refreshing.
It is. It's like a supercharged antioxidant mist for your skin.
Okay, and is it good for eczema?
Yeah, so it's incredibly moisturizing.
Right, we know that's key for eczema.
Exactly. It helps hydrate your skin and strengthen that all-important skin barrier.
So it's like a double whammy hydration and protection.
You got it.
Okay. Sparkling Rain is definitely going on my wish list now. In part one, we talked a bit about frankincense.
Oh, yeah, frankincense.
But I saw a bunch of research specifically about its benefits for eczema.
It's amazing for eczema.
Okay, so remind us what's so special about frankincense.
So frankincense oil has been used for centuries in traditional medicine.
Right. It's one of those ancient remedies.
Exactly. And now modern science is confirming its amazing properties.
So what does the science say?
Well, it's a potent anti-inflammatory.
Okay. That's good for eczema.
Yeah, it helps calm down the redness, the itching, the swelling, all that fun stuff.
And it also has antimicrobial properties, right?
You got it. So it can help keep those eczema-prone areas free from infection.
So it's like a double-duty warrior against eczema.
Exactly.
Fighting both the inflammation and the risk of infection.
It's a multitasking superstar.
I love it. So which Can Have Today products contain frankincense?
So you'll find it in two of their products.
Yeah, which ones?
Healing Legends and Soothing Juggernaut.
Ah, yes, those powerhouse blends we talked about earlier.
Exactly.
Healing Legends is for repairing that damaged skin barrier.
Right.
And Soothing Juggernaut is for pain and inflammation relief.
You got it.
Okay, so just to recap, Healing Legends combines frankincense with bergamot and myrrh oils.
Right.
Creating a blend that's super effective for healing and regenerating your skin.
It's like a spa treatment in a bottle.
And then Soothing Juggernaut features arnica frankincense and cypress oils.
Right.
Making it a go-to for muscle soreness and overall inflammation relief.
It's a lifesaver after a long day of work.
Okay, so we know that CanHave today uses high-quality ingredients. But what else sets them apart from other natural skincare brands?
Well, one of the things that really impresses me is their commitment to transparency and quality.
Okay.
They're very upfront about their ingredients and sourcing.
You know exactly what you're getting.
Exactly. And all their products are made with natural, ethically sourced ingredients. And they're free from harsh chemicals, artificial fragrances, and parabens.
So they're not just talking the talk. They're walking the walk.
Exactly. They're putting their values into practice.
I love that. And they manufacture all their products right here in Canada.
Right here in Canada.
In facilities that meet the highest quality standards.
So you can feel good about supporting a local company.
Okay. So the ingredients are top-notch. The manufacturing process is ethical and high quality.
Yeah.
But what about the philosophy behind the brand? What's their overall approach to skincare?
Well, I think what really sets them apart is their focus on empowering people to make informed choices about their own health and well-being.
Okay. I like that.
It's not just about selling products. It's about educating people and giving them the tools to take control of their own skincare journey.
So it's about giving people the power to make their own decisions.
Exactly. And their product funnels are a great example of that.
Right. We talked about those earlier.
They're designed to help you understand your individual needs and choose the products that are best suited for your skin type and concerns.
Okay.
They guide you through the process, but ultimately you're the one making the decisions.
I love that it's like they're saying, hey, we're here to help, but we trust you to know what's best for your own body.
Exactly. And I think that's a really refreshing approach in a world where we're constantly being told what to buy and what to do with our bodies.
Absolutely. It's about taking back control of your own health.
Exactly.
And Half Today is all about giving you the information and the options.
And then empowering you to make your own choices.
I really respect that.
Me too. It's a very human-centered approach to skincare. This has been an amazing deep dive. I feel like I've learned so much about natural skincare and how to take care of my hands in a way that really aligns with my values.
It's been a pleasure sharing this information with you, and I hope it empowers our listeners to make those informed choices for themselves.
And a huge shout out to CanHave today for inspiring this episode. I love what they stand for. Natural ingredients made in Canada, and most importantly, freedom of choice. Absolutely. They're setting a great example. And remember, folks, taking care of yourself is an investment, not an expense.
Well said. And a big thank you to all our listeners for joining us today. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep taking care of those hardworking hands.